Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. Yeah, there we go. Thank you very much, Will Smith, for bringing me in on a Saturday night. Very appropriate to have Will Smith getting jiggy with it on a Saturday night. Hopefully you've done some getting jiggy with it today. Maybe hitting your exercise program, lifting some weights, doing something out there. All right, let me get Will Smith here put to bed. Appreciate that, sir. Outstanding. There we go. Make sure he's stopped. I'll leave that volume down unless, or in case something else happens. Thank you so much for joining me here on Death of Diets and Saturday Night Edition. This was a little bit of a last-minute thing. It was supposed to be, tonight was supposed to be, me going ahead and launching the new video series simply called Hardcore 4. And the first exercise system you'll have heard about in a while that doesn't have an X after it. Proud of that. Very ingenious on my part to not put X in anything. And but pardon me while I just do a little bit of house cleaning here. I had to move a couple of things around here just as Will Smith was talking or rapping on there. And there we go. That's a little better. In fact, I'll give the guest call-in number. I noticed I don't give that at the beginning very often or anywhere else in the show sometimes. So give me a buzz if you got anything to add. 914-205-5494. That's 914-205-5494. Give me a call, and we will chat about the fun stuff that we're going to be chatting about tonight. And typically, I've got something, you know, some wisdom, some input, some insight on something to do with what you're eating or what you're doing to gain weight, lose weight, get in better shape, be more fit, have practical strength for the things that you have to do in daily life. Tonight, the idea was to launch the benefits and the Hardcore 4 series and all of that. And, you know, I got all the videos done. I've got things the way I want them. All I have to do is upload it. And I go to upload it today and nothing's working. And so I've been messing with it off and on during the day. You know, there was things this morning, baseball and, you know, family stuff, normal, typical responsibilities. And then we are 2 weeks out, less than 2 weeks out. On the 6th of May, my son and I are going down to the University of Alabama. He has got some tryouts down there to make the team. And the sport he'll be trying out for is actually cheer. And so he's hoping to do some tumbling down there and to throw some girls really high in the air and get a scholarship right along with it. And so what we're hitting now is a very important phase where I push him really hard, but he doesn't get sore. So we're not necessarily working on a ton of strength. We're just not losing what he's got. And but we're getting him primed and ready to go. So we got some hard workouts here over the next couple, 3 days. And then we'll start that tapering process. And then the last workout will be Sunday. The last workout will be Sunday. And that will be just enough for him to be fully recovered by Wednesday night. And so Thursday, he'll get up and he'll feel great. So there's a lot of stretching. There's just some more things going on than there normally would be. And whenever we get the opportunity to go and do it, we just go. And these workouts are important. And getting and doing the skills we've got to be in two different places in Wisconsin tomorrow. And so there's a lot of running around. There's a lot of things going on. And, you know, I would have thought that all of this stuff was already done. And that was completely the plan. I got three videos recorded early in the week, and all I had was the fourth one, type up what the videos were just for the demonstration purposes, and then type up what the expectations were for the workout so that you could follow along and do it and actually know what they are, because I've got some unique stuff in there. But it's if you've ever noticed that when you go to do something and your intentions are absolutely the best, craziness starts to break out. And I don't know why that is, but it just seems like the more good you try to do, the more stuff happens. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it separates, that's what separates the men from the boys. That's what separates small time from big time. And all it is one foot in front of the other, and just continuing on until you get all the problems solved. And you know, I went in today and I even got a new program to clean up the computer and fix some stuff that was going on inside of that. And this is no cheapo thing. I mean, we got a couple of gift cards and some stuff, and we actually went out and bought ourselves a really expensive desktop at somebody else's expense. But nevertheless, it was still, it wasn't a cheapo. And, you know, we usually keep up on everything, you know, the uploads and the updates and all that sort of thing. And what happens? I don't know. All of a sudden, it's uploading really slow. It's downloading really slow. Everything takes forever. And, you know, you do what you can. And the most important thing is you don't quit. And you've got – so I did the previous show that I did. I went back and I listened to it, and it's so choppy. And, I mean, there's just all kinds of problems with the sound. It cuts out. I'm in the middle of doing the show, and it cuts out. And it was a great show. I mean, it was something that I was pretty proud of, because here it is. It's adding amazing value to people. It's helping them in ways that I'm very proud of and very appreciative of. And yet I can't seem to get any traction with some of this stuff. And I'm going, wait a minute. But, I mean, the idea of quitting, non-existent. But it's the strangest thing. I don't really have any explanation for it. I guess it's you know, Murphy's Law, that sort of thing. But isn't it strange? You know, when you really, I mean, you're fired up, you're ready to go, you're doing stuff, and what happens? You know, it just seems like you know something in the family's goofed up, and something in the schedule gets jacked up, and you know, that new things are popping in that you weren't expecting. And, you know, you've got plans to do things. You got the plan. The plan is set. The plan's solid. The plan's good. Everything will be ready by Friday. Launch it on Saturday. Everything's good to go. And then it all just goes to pop. But, you know, it's funny as I've attempted to do these things and run into one problem after another. And I'm telling you, making the website and all that stuff, I've done it once before, but not like this. Because there's a storefront in there, and there's a blog in there, and there's some different things in there from the previous website that I had done. And it was, you know, to get through all of these different things, just to get, it took me 3 days to get the email, just to get the email to work. As I'm doing all these things, I have this plan that I'm going to go through, and I'm going to just run through the process of making the website and all that kind of stuff. And, it just, I mean, forget the timetable. It was out the window. After about the first week, it was out the window. But the idea here, folks, is it doesn't really matter what you start. There's going to be an issue. You get married, guess what? There's going to be some problems. You have kids, guess what? And if you got either of those out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It does not go as planned. But so why do we do it? Why do we keep going? And sometimes we don't have a choice. You know, you got a crappy job. Sometimes you just got to keep getting up and going in until something else breaks. And when I started doing this, you know, the concepts that are going to make this website what it is were developed in a year of training my own son to go from a wrestler to a cheerleader, where he's a back spot and he's tumbling and he's throwing girls up in the air, so doing things that he's completely unfamiliar with. And still, in going to all those practices and all those camps and all those clinics and all of that stuff, and still working out, and essentially introing him to the workout, the whole world of working out. Yeah, I just wouldn't let him do it before that, because he was, you know, when I started working with him, he was 17. And that's a good place to start when you're talking about heavy weight. And so all of this stuff was going on. I had to make so many changes. And I mean, I was tested in ways I didn't even know you could be tested in, because I'd never worked with an athlete that had transitioned from one sport to something so completely different. While he's physically gifted, there was no skill level there. He wanted to parkour and tumble and all that stuff, but he never had. And so then you start doing that whole process. And then, you know, you're going to the, and you realize just how physically taxing some of this stuff is. And so I would have to bring him in, and here it is, it's time to work out. And he wants to. I never had to ask him to work out. So he wants to work out, comes in, and he can't. Or what he's able to do is nowhere near what he was able to do the previous time. And so I had to second guess so many different things that I thought I knew. And I had to back off at certain times where I thought I should have been pushing, but it just wasn't there. And so I would back off. And then there was another time, there were two different times in the last year where he got sick, and for 3 weeks we could really not do anything. And so I went back to forming a base and then pushed on from there and allowed the body to just tell me what was going on. And so, the simple things that I use to instruct people now, so different from what I used in the past. And when I realized how simple things could be if you just followed a couple of basic principles, and I learned even more about the body, I just decided this is something that a lot of people could benefit from. Because when I go to the gym, so many people are just doing the bodybuilder workout. Or they go in and they just grind and they grind and they grind. I mean, they're lifting heavy constantly. They want to get strong, but they just don't understand what their body's telling them. And so as I have conversations with people about the stuff that I've been learning, they become very excited, or at least, kind of excited about working out again. And when they realize mentally what they were doing to themselves, grinding their mental state into the ground, and then they have to get up the next day and they got to go through the process of going to work and using their brain and trying to think, and there's fog and all of that from the workout, but the days before, and overtraining and all that goes with that. And then they drag themselves back in and they do it again. And over a period of a few weeks or a couple of months, they just grind themselves to powder. There's nothing left and they finally just give up. And then after a couple of weeks, they start feeling good. And then a couple of more weeks, they've lost quite a bit of what they've done. And it just ends up being this terrible cycle. And what's the point? Why is all that continuing to happen? Very simple. It's happening because they're simply not paying attention to their body. And, when you begin to bring something like this to light, and there's a lot of folks that you can help, but there's a couple of reasons for the website and the show and all of that stuff. And the main reason is because I'm just one person and I want to be able to train a whole lot more. I want to be able to get all of this out to as many people as will accept it. And I knew going in that not everybody would accept this because they don't get the concept of more rest equals more strength. They don't understand the relationship with that. And so I've decided, maybe what I need to do is get in front of a microphone and do some podcasting. Maybe I need to write some blogs that will inspire and inform and instruct. And maybe I need to do some videos. And maybe I could put some stuff out there that would be beneficial, that would add a ton of value for just a little bit of money. And it would reach people that things like P90X isn't, or that these programs that cost $70 or $100 or $130 or $200 just aren't reaching. And, how do you do a workout with no exercise equipment? How do you do a workout with, maybe you've got like a kettlebell and a weight band and, a couple of different dumbbells, and that's all you have. Is that enough? Well, certainly it is. Certainly it is. Now, are you going to be a power lifter? No. No, you won't be. And guess what? How many of us need to be really? And I don't. And here's another thing. And here's a question as we get into a little bit more of what's going on with the series and all of that. Do you really have to be sore to make gains, to become more fit? The answer is absolutely not. And so here I was talking to a guy over in Crystal Lake, or over in Cary Grove in Illinois. And And I asked him, I said, how sore are you when you're working out? And he said, man, I'm so sore I can hardly move sometimes. And I said, why? He goes, man, no pain, no gain. I said, nah, that's garbage. I said, pain is for pro athletes. Pain is for people who make money using their body as their tool. Because you're talking about the top 0.01 or 0.001% of the planet. That's what that's for. You're talking about folks that are in college sports. You're talking about people who are maybe in high school sports and really want to go to college. That's what pain is for. And I said, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you and I we're not professional athletes. So why do we need to get so sore? What difference does it make if you reach your goals 2 weeks later or 4 weeks later? What difference does that make? I mean, ultimately, and he's not anybody I trained. This was just free advice. This was just giving him insight into how the body works and to how to think about what you're doing. And he goes, well, you know what? I guess if it took me a few extra weeks, it wouldn't be awful if I didn't have to be sore like I am. And I said, absolutely not. No, you don't have to be sore. And I started to give him an interval process that would give him the ability to see gains like he hadn't before and not be sore. Not that he wasn't going intense. Not that he wasn't doing a lot. But a lot is relative. If I tell one person to do 30 minutes, I can't tell everybody to do that. If I'm telling you to do 30 minutes, it's because I know you can. And so the concept behind the series, the concept behind the website, the concepts behind the show that you're listening to right now is, number one, exercise, my definition of it, is movement. That's it. It's just movement. And number two, the concept that I use for everything, the basic, simple concept of the whole thing is you'll get there. And if we're going to concept number two is, if you stress your body some, it will adapt. That's what it was designed to do. And so you'll get there, and your body will adapt if you put it under enough stress. Now, you don't have to put it under a ton of stress. I mean, stress by definition is something that the body isn't used to. So I can think of a million different ways to do that don't involve a bench and a barbell and a bunch of plate weights. That's the whole thing. So if all you have is the space between two beds in a hotel room, I got something for you. Workout number one in hardcore four will get you to do that. Workout number two will give you some, you know, you'll just bring a couple of exercise bands with, or one exercise band with, and do your stuff. See, stressing the body may be as simple as increasing the range of motion. So I see a young lady in the gym like I did today, and I didn't go say anything to her. I thought about it, and I just said, nah, you know, there's two girls, they're working out, they're talking away, and they look like maybe they were sisters or something, and one was older, and one, you know, like maybe there was a big, pretty good sized gap between them, like maybe 15 years or something. So one's like in her mid 30s, and one's maybe 30, 35, one's, you know, 18 to 22, somewhere in there. And they're just kind of going back and forth talking about stuff. And I thought, you know, there's really no reason to go over there and say, hey, you know what? You don't have to add any more weight. Just increase your range of motion. And they would have, I don't know if they would have been receptive to it. Who knows? But the point being, I didn't want to butt in there, but the point being, it doesn't take as much as you think to stress your body. And by stress, I don't mean like the emotional, psychological stuff. I mean just physical. You know, you lift something that you're not normally used to, or you do something that you're not normally used to. You know, one of the things that you'll see in the videos is you change levels a lot. You're on the floor, then you're standing up. Then you're on the floor, then you're standing up. You know, one of the reasons is changing the levels is a level of intensity in and of itself. But number two, you can't work the same muscle or muscles for five different exercises in a row. They need a little more time to recuperate than that. And so what you do is, if you're doing something on the floor, you know, like push-ups, then you could flip over and do something, but that's more core. And so maybe you'll stand up and you'll use a little bit of core, but you'll use more shoulders or biceps or triceps or leg or something. And so we stress the body, but then we give it time to recover while we're working something else. So we create this workout that you can really get gassed in 10 minutes with no weight, nothing. Or maybe just an exercise band that you can throw in your suitcase and not think twice about it. And that's the idea. The idea is this is not supposed to overwhelm your life. Let's make it easy. You know, you can watch the video once or twice and you can know what a teapot is. And you can know what a side lunge concentration curl is. And it's not that complicated. You know, I tried to make the names, you know, either associated with something like a teapot or to just totally describe it. Side lunge to a concentration curl. And then when you see it one time, you go, oh, that's what that is. But if you have, and that's the hardcore. That's the hardcore part of the hardcore four. That's the hardest workout that side lunge to concentration curl is in. And the fun thing about it is if you have 10 minutes, you can do the workout. If you have 20 minutes, you just do the workout twice. And if you have 30 minutes, then you do your best to do the workout three times, but you're probably not going to be able to. And if you're doing hardcore four, if you're doing that fourth workout, hardcore, yeah, that's a place where you have a little bit more room and you have access to maybe a series of dumbbells, something, you know, you actually have a fitness center. You're actually staying at a place that has a fitness center that has some dumbbells or, you know, maybe you're able to work out at work. Maybe your place that has a nice gym at it, or you're staying someplace for a period of time, so you find a gym that's nearby that you can go to and you can use some of this stuff. And the other thing it does is it just gives you some variety. See, one of the things that I have learned that is super dramatic in its effect is the power of the brain. I've told my son this from the beginning. The strongest muscle you'll ever work out in a given routine is your brain. And if you leave your brain out of it, you won't know when you're injured, unless it's really apparent. You won't know how you're feeling that day to know how much you're going to push to know whether or not you're going to overtrain or not. See, he knows. And I just look at him. I've been training him now for 14 months. So I look at him. I know what's going on. And he can say he feels one way at the beginning of the workout. I just kind of ignore that. And unless he says, come on, let's go get it, I feel really good, then that's exactly what we do. But I watch him and just see what he's doing. Just see how are the movements going? What is this weight like compared to what it was last time we tried to lift it? Are we doing better? Are we doing worse? But I'll tell you what, just the ability to change how hard you have to work out, what exercises you're doing, and keeping your brain fresh. Giving it, you know, having enough time for rest. We don't have to kill ourselves because that doesn't get you anywhere. That's harmful. And so training too often and too hard is the most common thing that I see in a gym. And they may look at me and say, I don't see you getting big. Well, I'm not trying to. But what you will see is me getting stronger. And when you watch me today and you watch me in 4 weeks, every single area that I'm lifting in, I'll be stronger until I get to where I want to be. And I'll just maintain. And maintaining is a piece of cake. You know, when you get to where you want to be, you'll work out hard once in a while, but you won't necessarily need to. You know, you'll do it just because you can. But and I will tell you this, there is such a great psychological benefit to breaking through a barrier that you didn't think you could. And if you can do it there, understand fear is, it's as much physical as it is psychological and physiological. If you can take something you really fear, like losing 50 pounds or making an extra $5 an hour or making $50,000 a year, and you can eclipse something that you maybe never thought you were going to get there. I'll tell you what, that along with just a good hard workout, you'd be shocked at how much more you're capable of accomplishing. And one of the things that I've showed my son, and the benefits came out when it came time to go to state, and it came time for NCA, and it came time, NCA is the cheerleading association, National Cheerleading Association, and not that many kids get into it. And in fact, he's only, I think, the second one to ever qualify from his school to get in there. And 9 months before that, he had never done any cheer, no tumbling, nothing. And he did all of that at the state meet on the stage in front of everybody, including cameras, because it was all broadcast. It was taped and it was broadcast on cable later on. It was just a few Saturday nights ago. And what we talked about over and over in the strategy of going through working out was simply don't let your body or don't let your brain tell you when to stop. Let your body tell you that. Push through these things that you think you can't do. And I'll tell you what, he blew all kinds of barriers. I mean, I'm glad I didn't set any goals for him to get to. And I would look at him and I go, I wouldn't be surprised if you're squatting 40 more pounds by the end of next month. And he would be. It was the craziest thing. I wasn't calling anything into existence or anything like either jinxing him or doing it to the positive and you know, making it happen. It was just, I mean, A, he was willing to work very hard, but B, he was just willing to listen. And we kept it fresh. And we didn't work out too much. And we would work out really hard, but not too hard. And then we would take a few days off and we'd go back in. And it was amazing what we were able to accomplish. Or we would work out the upper body on Monday and work out the legs on Wednesday and then work out the upper body again on Friday and then work the lower body again on Monday. And so we got these days off in between and he's doing nothing but growing. But then we come in and we do something different for upper body or something different for legs or something different for biceps. You know, we did something completely different today for everything. And I just I saw something. I thought, oh, I think I'll try that. And it's turned into being something that we really enjoy. And, but, you know, the thing, when I started all of this, I really just wanted to get in front of people and deal with the frustration of their workout, of trying to lose weight, of trying to get in shape, of trying not to feel like they're 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever, or trying not to feel like they're getting old. You know, and just and solve the problems. I just wanted to unzip them and stuff everything that I knew inside of them. But you know, I find myself giving folks just little bits of information, just little bits here and there, bite size, something that they can consume and use and put into practice, and get beyond overtraining, get beyond the thought process you have to go and go and go. You have to hate your workout. You know, you have to hate doing it. You know, and get them totally turn their brain around and say, this is going to be something I like. But not because they force themselves to like it, but because they do it in such a way where they can actually enjoy it. Because they've been ignoring that for a long time. Because they listened to somebody who thought they knew what they were talking about tell them, you have to do this in order to get these results. No, you don't. No, you don't. And see, now folks listen to me because they see my son. They see exactly what happened to him. And they said, you do that? Yeah. Did anybody else do it? No. No, I said, no, look, I didn't drag him. I don't drag him here. I take the effort and I direct it. And I jump in there with him. And I can't lift anywhere near what he does. I mean, I can't even touch what he's lifted. You know, his maximums. At any point in time in my life, I can't touch it. He has, you know, some of granddad's genes and some of great granddad's genes. They were bigger and much better put together than I am. You know, here I am at 5'10 and 190, 195, and here he is at like 6'1 and 215, 220, and just turned 18, and strong as an ox, naturally gifted in that area. But one of the proudest things that I have accomplished in dealing with him was I trained him, and I never overtrained him. I never caused him harm. I never caused him injury. And I was able to show him how to take care of himself, how to make his own lunches, how to make his own food, how to plan his own meals. So that way he could continue doing it even if he were in college and nobody else was there to help him. And then, you know, he can get on his computer. I can get on my computer and I can say, hey, son, try this recipe. All you need is, you know, a couple of plastic bowls and a microwave. And that's it. All of that stuff is the fun part of the challenge. You know, be ready to take on a challenge, and exercise will do that. And part of my challenges is breaking through all of these ideas that have been drummed into people's heads about how hard you have to work out in order to get something, in order to get some kind of gain. No, your body will adjust. And as you reach the upper ends of what you're capable of, sure, it's more difficult. But you just have to be consistent. And you just have to stress the body every time you go in. And so, and sometimes, you know, I'll use the workout sometimes in order to help heal. But my goal in training you through these videos is to give you the best value that you can get. You know, there's no three payments of $39.95. There's not one payment of $39.95. It's going to be $29 one time. That's it. And, you know, you'll be able to get and become part of just jump on with email. I'll shoot you an email a couple of times a week that'll link you to a YouTube page, and there'll be something in there that will benefit you. And then as I see a greater need for or something else that I know I can solve, then there'll be another program. But, you know, you're not going to necessarily see Hardcore 4-1, Hardcore 4-2, Hardcore 4-3, Hardcore 4-4. Not that it's a bad marketing strategy, but it is, because it is. But the thing is I'm not in love with that particular product. The reason I made the product is so that somebody could receive a benefit from it. Someone who currently can't work out because they don't think they have the tools or they don't have the room. They got a small front room. And literally, they can do a push-up, and maybe they have enough room to lay down and put their feet out in front of them and lay on their back and put their hands behind their head. If I got that much room to work with you, I can change your life. I can. I know how to do that. If you don't have a big living room and you don't have a big TV and all you have is maybe a little iPod, you can view what you need to. You can learn the moves, which are not difficult. And you can do them and get the benefit. And you'll feel better and you'll be healthier. And you'll feel like changing how you eat at least a little bit. And that's where the weight loss will come from. That's where the health will come from. And then through listening to the shows or whatever podcasts I end up doing, whether it's here on Blog Talk or if it's on some other, you know, Play It or whatever it's called. I haven't really researched all the other stuff that's out there. I had some familiarity with Blog Talk, so I naturally came back to what I knew. But whatever it is that I end up on and you end up listening to, it's going to bring value. And no, I mean, I don't need people to pay for everything that I do. That's not the point. The point is I bring value and I solve problems and I help people. And that's all I want to do. That's it. And so the four videos that are coming are things to me that are pride and joy, because when they get to you, they're going to provide a benefit that you need and that you know you need. And, you know, you may have tried the other stuff, but here's the best part. If you want to do 10 minutes, you do 10. If you want to do 20 minutes, you do 20. If you want to do 30 minutes, you do 30. And if you can't, I work in some other things there. You know, if there's a push-up, there's a modified way to do it so it's easier. And I do it on a hardwood floor in my house, in my front room. So when you see the videos, it's me in the front room of my house. And, you know, I'm pushing chairs, I'm still moving stuff, and I'm using chairs just like you would have to in your front room or in your hotel room or wherever you are. You know, if you're traveling, this is going to be a godsend, because if you have your phone, or if you have your iPod, or if you have your tablet, and you forget how to do an exercise or whatever, no big deal. You just log right back into it, pull it up, done. In fact, what I do a lot of times when I find something I really dig on my iPad, I hit the little square button at the top with the arrow pointing up, and I load it to my homepage. Or, you know, you just load it to the first page when you turn the tablet on. Wow. Again, with the dropped call, I don't understand. I'm calling in with Skype, and honestly, I don't get it. I'm going to have to do a 30-minute show or something, because I don't seem to have too much trouble with the 30 minutes. But again, it just pops up and says, hey, you're not connected to your show anymore. So it'd be interesting to see how much it actually hit. But this is a huge benefit for those of you who are currently inactive and don't want to go invest in a bunch of tools and or not tools, but workout stuff. Do you need special workout shirts and shorts and all that kind of stuff? No. Oftentimes when I go in and do leg day, I go in just a pair of shorts I'd wear out on the street and a t-shirt. No special moisture wicking whatever. Nothing. I just do my thing and go. But, you know, the craziest thing to me is that you would go to the mall. And I see this because, you know, sometimes there's a couple of malls I might be at before they open. And I go in and there's people walking in and there's people that are in there walking. And they have, some of these folks got like $200 outfits on to go walk at the mall. I'm like, look, folks, walking is not exercise. This is not exercise. And I'd love to sit down and chat with them and say, we can do way better than this. But they will go to the mall to buy the clothes that they need to go home and come back to the mall and the stuff that they bought at the mall with the new stuff on to walk around the mall. It's the strangest thing. And no, you don't need a mall to walk around. If you don't have a mall, do you need a treadmill? No. Do you need a mall? No. Do you need a bike path? No. What if you, we live in Chicago. Not this past winter, the winter before, we had an actual air temperature of minus 30. You are not going outside when it's minus 30. So what do? You work out in the house. You are probably not even going to the gym when it's, you're like, forget it, not going out if I don't absolutely have to. I mean, except for work, I'm not going out. Not walking the dog, I'm not doing anything. So where do you work out? Home. Can't make it to the gym today. Skip it. Worked late, got to pick up the kids, get home, grab the meal, you know, maybe even just pick it up on the way home, grab the kids, get home, throw it on the table, everybody scarves it down. You kind of halfway sort of clean up, and it's 7:30, 8 o'clock. What do you do? Like, you know what? I'm going to feel like garbage. I'm beat, but I know I can do Brent's workout for 10 minutes. I know I can do it for 10 minutes. I can give myself, for me, I can give me 10 minutes. I can do that. And so that's all I'm saying. This isn't about me. This is about you. And that the idea was I can do something for these people that they don't currently have being done for them. I can show them things that they aren't currently being shown. I can give them benefits, and I can do it for less than anybody else. And they will get way more out of it than they're currently getting out of the stuff that they're doing. And that was the goal. And yes, will there be programs in the future? Absolutely there will be. Why? Because there's lots of different needs out there. There's older people. There's younger people. You know, I love training the younger folks because I can give them the movements. And yeah, I can bench with them. They're not going to hurt themselves because I'm not going to put a lot of weight on there. But I can show them the right way to do it. And I can show them the garbage they're going to see in the gym. And I can create that healthy lifestyle. I can build it in, and they can see it as cool. They'll never look at exercise the way some of us do, because we were, you know, exercise to us was just a pain in the butt. Who's got time for that? But that's a little bit of the story. And as you can see, there's still stuff happening. I don't know why. I don't know how this keeps kicking me off. I don't have any idea. I mean, I can't imagine at 9:41 Central Time on a Saturday night that it's crazy busy out there. But apparently, there's something going on that the last couple that I've done, I've gotten kicked off. And the one before this was so choppy, it was just garbage. I'm going to actually have to delete it, even though it was really good. And, you know, maybe come back and do it. And it's essentially, do you like your workout? Do you really need to be sore when you're working out? Do you really need to? I mean, if you want to listen to it and struggle through all the in and out and all of that stuff. The other ones, the other podcasts are great. That one, not so much. But you know what? We press through it. We press on through, and we just keep right on going, and we just keep right on building. And guess what? Everything that we're looking for still comes. Biggest thing I want to get across to you, I don't want you to underestimate how much a 10-minute or a 20-minute workout can do for you. Because you and I, we got lives to live. We got kids. We got work. We got stuff. We got real life. We're not multimillionaires, and we can work 20 hours a week and have the nanny take care of the kids and take them to all their school and activities and sports and stuff. You and I, we got real lives that we have to live. And so sometimes if we can get a 10-minute workout in, success, yes, we did it. We got our workout in for the day. We broke a good sweat. It felt good. I'm going to take a shower and collapse into bed. You know what? That's real life. This whole thing is about you and I in real life, and we're doing this together. And I feel an overwhelming amount of responsibility to get the things to you that I know. And that's what all of this is about. And it's fun. You know what? This is so much better than just doing a paycheck kind of thing. This is way better. And so I'm grateful that you're a part of it. I hope somebody is actually even able to hear what I'm saying right now, because you might have just tuned out after it kicked me up. I'm like, well, great, the host isn't here anymore. So there's probably going to be at least two periods of dead spots. So who knows? I don't even know if I'll keep this on there, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, this show just proves what I was saying. Things have been kind of goofy lately. I will get that crazy thing up if it's the last thing that I do. And it's simply called Hardcore 4, because there's four workouts and the last one is Hardcore. So hence Hardcore 4. It is the first workout that you have heard of in a while that doesn't have an X in it. It's mine. I'm proud of it. I'm happy. And I can't wait for you to get it and do it and hit your goals and say, man, I can't believe it could be this easy. I can't believe I can actually have fun doing it. But it's all in the mind, folks. But speaking of all of that, we have to get out of here because it's that time. And Mr. Will Smith is back once again to get us out of here. And you all have a great rest of your Saturday and rest of your weekend. And I will be back soon. And I will talk to you later. Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hits.